education alone that provides the knowledge necessary to remove barriers to opportunity. For by education, we move past the limiting bonds of good intention and embrace an effective and informed pragmatism that only knowledge and understanding can bring. For many people, the key to abundant life and enjoying financial security is to understand the system and how to make it work for them, to gain financial intelligence and, as Robert puts it so well, to increase their financial IQ. This is a lifelong process. You don't have to be a genius to take part in this process. You simply have to be ready, willing, and able to learn. Practical, applicable knowledge of finance and economics is not pass-fail. It's not a case of either you know it or you don't. It's a reciprocal process of learning and applying knowledge about money, finance, and economics, and how those things, and the ways in which you respond to and act on them, impact your daily life. The more you know, the better equipped you are to prosper. The higher your financial IQ, the stronger your financial performance will be. Financial education isn't just numbers and spreadsheets, although they're certainly a part of it. Financial education requires a solid understanding of how business and government work, or don't work, as the case may be. And it's also knowing about history, humanities, and human nature, arts and science, and music and mechanics, among other things. To be a whole, healthy, and well-equipped citizen requires a holistic education that focuses not just on numbers and spreadsheets, but also on the soul itself. All education has value, and all education can be useful as you discover and fully develop your own God-given talents. As an advocate of democratic capitalism, I believe education is critical to the economic well-being of our country and is vital to continuing America's role as a shining beacon in a world that is often dark. Education is vitally necessary if people are to realize their full potential. And it's absolutely essential if individuals are to take responsibility for their own circumstances and thrive in the economic maelstrom in which we find ourselves. This is why I applaud Robert Kiyosaki's efforts to bring financial education to people who want to change their lives, achieve financial security, and develop the resources to live the life of their dreams. That you're listening to this excellent audiobook means you're on the right track to bettering yourself and your country. That is why I also applaud you. Enjoy this book, I know I have, and may it be another part of a lifelong process of gaining knowledge and understanding. Steve Forbes. Foreword. I first met Robert Kiyosaki in 2004. We wrote a best-selling book together in 2006. As we head into 2008, it's become even clearer to me that what Robert talks about and teaches is more important than ever. Financial education is crucial to this country at this point, and Robert's acumen in this area cannot be disputed. Just look at what was discussed in our book, Why We Want You to Be Rich, and then take a look at what has happened since then. I'd say we knew what we were talking about. Robert is taking you one step further with Rich Dad's Increase Your Financial IQ, and I have every reason to believe he will be as prescient as we were in 2006. I would advise you to pay attention to what he has to say. Robert and I have shared concerns and we have traveled similar paths as teachers and businessmen. Both of us had rich dads who helped to shape our lives, our spirits, and our many successes. We are both entrepreneurs and real estate investors, and we are successful because we had financial education. We know its importance and are serious when it comes to financial literacy. Robert has said, "It's financial education that enables people to process financial information and turn it into knowledge, and most people don't have the financial education they need to take charge of their lives." I couldn't agree more. One thing I noticed immediately about Robert